Let's get this party going.
Hi, I'm Holly Ann, and you're listening to Conspiracy Beer Me.
Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I am Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And I'm Sam Azani. Hello.
Welcome, man.
Hello.
Just go ahead right now, smash that like, subscribe button if you're joining us on YouTube.
Go ahead and excited take your penis to have and you. Smash it in a door jam.
this week, we are taking a long look at precognition of criminal behavior as determined by your phone. So it's like Minority Report meets the Thought Police of 1984.
Nice.
It's absolutely terrifying. This is the most terrifying thing we've ever talked about.
Really?
I'm not even being facetious.
Oh, no.
My allergies are fucked.
I'm not even getting a track phone.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. I mean, this is like a combination of our TikTok episode with our DARPA initiative episode, which was also terrifying.
Yeah.
But before that, we have a case, guys.
We're on a case.
Like, we are.
Some fucking weirdo email. some nice guy. This is a podcast.
Some heroic Navy.
Oh, sorry. Thank you for your service.
Yeah. The petty officer, Brandon. Emailed us because
Chief Petty Officer John 117.
They have some really dumb names in the Navy. Like, I feel like the Army's like, what is it? Like Captain and Private Ranger. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Navy's weird. It's just all antiquated sea terms, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a midship. What is a master's chief and a midshipman?
A bosun? What's a bosun?
A boat. That's
boatswain.
Boatswain, right?
Coxswain.
Coxswain.
Isn't that a real thing? A coxswain?
Yeah, but I think it's called a coxswain.
Coxswain. Well, the Navy is the most powerful of all the fleets, so
it's also the gayest of all the brands.
Hell yeah!
I mean, I mean that like literally. It's like the most homosexuals of all. I think.
Can I tell a story of my
gender?
Someone I know that was in the Navy. And
is that a thing that was? Is that a, would that be a good thing to be saying to people?
What?
What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't see gender.
Yeah, I think that's good.
That's probably isn't. That's probably sure, they're like, well, no, that's kind of exactly the opposite of what we were on. That's the opposite of what people want. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't see. They're like, actually, I was hoping you would see my gender because that's what I'm trying to explain.
Martin Luther King envisioned a world we were judged by the content of our character and our gender. Like that's what he said.
He said that.
Yeah.
I think he said the opposite. what were you saying about this?
Let me tell you about this. Before we tell this story,
my allergies. I'm like itchy.
Oh,
and
Jesus Christ!
My dick smells.
Is this about homosexuals in the Navy?
No. This is just kind of about the culture on a ship. So, someone I know very well is in the Navy, and so they have these bunks, and I think I may have mentioned this on the pod before, but they swap out bunks. So like you get the bunk for one shift, and when this person gets off their shift, you sleep in the same bed.
I hope you like sleeping in somebody's cum.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is what this is about. So sometimes you forget because you have to switch beds too. You have to switch. And so sometimes you forget that I was in that bed last week. I'm in this bed this week. My friend goes and opens up the curtain to what he thought was his bed, but someone was in there already. And the guy was like jerking off. And the dude just goes, dude, I'm jerking my dick. And then he just closed the curtain and just went back to normal. I was like, that sounds like Navy life.
You got to do that.
Two things on that. One, if you are a precognition person, but for when somebody's about to bust, you're a pre-cum.
Yeah, that's good. Bro.
Thank you. That's the first one. Yeah, so I have a little low energy. I feel like I'm getting allergies.
Low tea?
And then second, low tea always. That's always going on. And then the other thing is, why is the Navy, why is it more or less gay to be on a boat versus just being in the middle of a desert with a bunch of men or being
that's a good point. Yeah, why are we, calling them?
I think that the main thing you should be focusing on is the large quantity of only men you're around and not necessarily the place only men.
Let me weigh into that. I think because, if you go onto a boat where you are absolutely certain that you will only be with men for a specific amount of time, at least in the desert, there's a possibility of
sex with like a lizard
or a
woman. Camel.
I mean, there are women in the desert is my point. Right. So like, I think that like,
there's women on ships.
No, I mean, well, they're
well, not
now,
on like a Navy boat.
Now.
Well, now there are,
yeah.
You're not supposed to have sex with those ones.
You're not. Yeah, you're not.
You work with them.
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I guess I'm just saying, I think that anybody that volunteers.
Why don't they legalize
to be confined?
Sex work, and then they can So here's an idea: they make sex work legal, and then you could then there are that's a new role in the Navy.
Mm. Okay.
Is a chief pussy officer. I hate myself.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, I mean, we legalize and normalize sex work, and then you hire a bunch of sex workers to work on the ship. Gay guys, straight women, straight men, they have the bust corps, and they're basically their job is to make sure that, you know, everybody on the boat is able to have sex with somebody when they need to.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. I found out this weekend that an escort company
that
I used to work for, basically
as an escort.
I was a web designer.
Yeah, there you go.
But they put escorts on cruise ships. They like let all the escorts check into one room and then they just rotate them out through the. So they basically tell their like regulars to get on this cruise as well, and then they just like. All it's just a big escort cruise and no one knows it but the escorts and the Johns. And that's happening under our noses on our cruise ships.
And just
sounds like a real carnival.
Hey.
So just so that people don't think that I'm a bigot, the military did run a study back in 2015 on sexual orientation and identity in the military, and the Navy as a service branch had far more LGBT identifying members than any other branch.
Okay.
9.1%, 10%, almost 10%.
More than I would have thought.
Yeah. I mean, the Air Force was and Army were all like 5. The Marine Corps, which are those guys.
John,
like,
stop putting that missile up your ass. All right.
They were the lowest. The Coast Guard was also 5%.
Not happy with the quality of these jokes that I'm telling today.
Well, all right.
Well, we got to talk about this guy. We haven't talked about
him. Yeah, we haven't helped him find anything.
This guy emailed us.
I think it's funny that he says, since you all seem to operate in a morally gray area.
Which is...
like, what is he talking about?
Not to go off on a tangent. Again, immediately... I would really appreciate it if the fans stopped couching any sort of message to us in some sort of backhanded compliment. Somebody messaged me, was like, it's so funny you were calling Prince Philip racist, and then you were racist the whole time. And I'm like, well... he was a member of the government.
Since you guys are pieces of shit,
I do comedy. I think it's different. Also, I think she was implying that I was being racist to white people by pointing out that he was, you know, like that, like reverse.
Oh,
racist.
Right, yeah,
that's not real. Except in comedy, because I can't get any work. And then, this one, you're like, because you got, hey, can you do me a favor since you guys are pieces of shit and do stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is that? I hope they never find your friend.
Gray, I've been called the nicest guy in comedy multiple times
Hope that, not only do I hope that they don't find his friend, I hope he continues to have more friends this year.
Even flagged your email when you forwarded it to me. It said, be careful with this message.
Really?
Feels like it feels like a scam.
Yeah, it feels like, so this guy... Brandon, not going to say his last name.
Yeah, don't say his last name.
But can we say what
Brandon
mentioned? What his troop is?
No, he said we can just read that little paragraph
when people,
and just not give the full names.
Well, it's just going forward. Say if you email us something, we are going to read it online,
full name
on the podcast,
full name.
Unless you deliberate. So whatever you include, starting now in an email to us, is now. Part of the public domain. So,
well, his buddy.
Start now, not with this email, but just
Nicholas
going forward,
Edward.
Don't email us stuff you don't want us to read out loud.
Nicholas Edward.
The whole point of our podcast.
Not going to say his last name of Cuyahoga Falls, Iowa.
Also,
Ohio.
He is not the Patreon of the Week, by the way.
No, he's
stealing,
not.
He's stealing Patreon of the Week.
No, he
valor
says
right
he's going to sign up for that. We're only doing this for $5 a month.
But we don't bow to terrorism.
He wants. He's lost touch with his buddies, and no one can find him. And they basically, which is really interesting, is that if this fails, this attempt to locate him, this is like the last scene in.
I thought you
White
said they
Christmas.
Found him already.
No, they haven't found. They haven't found this guy.
I wouldn't.
They know where their other missing Navy friend is because he made a stupid bet about getting a SpongeBob tattoo, and he made it on Facebook, and then he lost the bet, and now he's just like ghosted everybody because he doesn't want to get a SpongeBob tattoo. But this friend is missing, and they're like, if you guys can't find him, we're gonna go to his city and find him.
Yeah,
which I'm like, why would you trust us? Why wouldn't you just do that to begin with?
Yeah, maybe they're dubious.
I mean,
well, basically, he's saying,
I still don't understand. What is happening?
So he said he's got a friend that he wants to be his groomsman in his wedding, but basically, he's ghosted him and he's like trying to get in touch with him.
But is he missing or is he ghosting him?
I don't know.
There's a difference.
No one can get in touch with him.
Could you imagine every time I was dating somebody and they stopped responding to me that I reported them missing?
Yeah, I mean,
officer, this woman clearly is in danger and is gone because something's happened to her. What do you think? Why makes you think that? Well, we were texting and I asked her to send me a picture of her tits and she just disappeared.
I guess they've tried emailing him. They've tried. I mean, who knows? The guy, who knows what's going on in this guy's life?
Just Nicholas Edward. Wedding.
Not going to say his last name, but it's a very common one.
Yeah.
Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio is where he lives.
So if you're listening,
he's a Navy guy.
Yeah.
The gist is this guy is missing and he lives in Cuyahoga, but we're not going to say his full name. How would we even find him?
No, I don't. He's of that place. He probably lives somewhere else.
Are we helping in this?
How many Nicholas Edwards common last names in the Navy are there from Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio?
I don't know. But here's the thing. I think when they tell a story, you give it the beginning, middle, and end, and we have hopped all over this thing. Yeah, well, he's going to be more lost after this.
Yeah.
This is the worst attempt at telling a story.
All right, three sentences. What are you trying to say?
Let's just say his last name.
No.
Are you allowed to say the last name of somebody else?
I think that's doxing, right?
I'm not
trying to do that.
The whole point of why I didn't want to talk about this on the podcast is like, I don't know if we should talk about this because
you keep your $5 a month, you fucking animal.
The guy's like, can you help me locate somebody? And I'm like, no, he's an adult.
But not without
an adult. I can't be like,
to
hey.
Me, it seems like a fun, like, hey, this guy, let's just put him on blast because he's not responding to my text.
How is this morally gray? I guess you thought we would dox him.
That's why I said this is my
you didn't use the word dox.
This is my entire hang up on
you got to use the proper terminology if you want to alert us to a thing. You got to use the right words.
So before we recorded today, Justin goes, hey, should we talk about this email? And I go, no. And they go, why? It's just this guy trying to find this other guy. I'm like, yeah, exactly.
What can we possibly?
If it was a kid, it's different. You can't help locate adults unless they're like a ward of the state or like have like a handicap or a kid. You can't just be like, I'm missing somebody. Here's all of his information. Can you read it on a podcast out loud? No. Also, there's a good chance that we don't even have a fan in that state.
Well, we got fans in Ohio.
Oh yeah, we got fans.
Yeah, we got Cuyahoga Falls. We're big in Cuyahoga Falls. Let's move on. Listen. That guy is, look, you still owe us $5 a month.
You still owe us $5. We talked about it for way too long. Yes. I'm sorry your friend's missing, but also we can't help you locate an adult man. I think it's a ethical breach.
I celebrated 20 years of marriage last Wednesday, and I would recommend you do not get married, sir.
Oh, there you go.
Didn't that go well?
Did she not like the gift?
Oh, yeah, she liked it.
Like it enough? Because it was a pricey gift.
No, she just didn't get me anything.
Oh, man.
Damn, women be shopping, except for me.
Yeah, I was
like, I thought this gift was for us.
I thought they said women be shopping.
Yeah,
it's fine. She made a card.
Oh, there you go.
At work. I mean, meaning she printed something off
of it. I spent thousands.
Folded it into four.
Yeah.
A dot matrix printer.
She's like, but I made it. I was like, okay.
Did you, though?
Okay.
Well. Anyway, speaking of
Patreon of the week,
it had a beautiful note in there about love and marriage, and I was reading it and I was like, honestly, this sounds a little bit too good for my wife, and I googled it and it was plagiarized. She's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know what to say.
Reading people's full names on the podcast, we didn't say this is our Patreon of the week. I'm in charge of the Patreon of the weeks now, so their quality is going to really go down. Her name is Holly Ann. So the weird thing about Holly Ann, Patreon of the week, but thing to note was that so we pick her as a Patreon of the week. She was messaging me about I don't know what she was messaging our account about something about the podcast, which is I guess is what everybody does. But we picked her, and then she deleted all of her social media. So now I'm unsure of whether or not we should put a spotlight on her. So I'm just gonna say her first.
She replied on our Patreon.
Yeah, but it's just so weird though. So anyway, her first middle name is we're just gonna go Holly Ann, and we're not gonna say her last name, even though I do know it. And if you do subscribe for $25 a month, I will give it to you.
Although we just said we're not giving people's names to help find people.
No, I mean I'll give it to them directly. I'm saying if you switch your subscription to $25 a month, I will then email you her information. She's been listening for almost 2 years. She lives in Minneapolis.
I'll be there in June.
Nice. Yeah. That's
a fun time.
I'll
tell you her last name.
I'm doing some comedy, so I'll have to let them know where they can see me.
Her favorite episode is the Denver Airport episode and the MK Ultra episode.
Oh, that's great.
And she would like us at some point to cover more stuff about Disney.
We should do that.
Yeah, Disney.
We should do that. So Holly Ann, you're the Patreon of the week. Sorry that you had to delete your social media.
You heard her at the top.
And you could be Patron of the week.
I hope you get the job, I guess, is going to be my assumption, right?
What's that?
You delete all the social media, she's probably out for a job, right?
Maybe.
That's what people
hope you get the job.
Yeah. And speaking of the Patreon, for just $5 a month, you can get access to 4 extra episodes a week. And starting on June 1st, the entire back catalog of Conspiracy Beer Me will be exclusively available to our Patreon subscribers. If you are interested in all 110 back episodes plus the
42
he drops plus 4 new episodes a week for just $5 a month, sign for the Patreon. If you are a free listener and you want to make sure that you can archive all of the free episodes, you have exactly a week to do so. Because they will be no longer available. The 10 most recent episodes will be available for free.
All right.
And they will drop off. So once 10 becomes 11th most recent, that's going in the goddamn vault. And you gotta pay some fucking money, you broke piece of shit. You guys have been living off the fat of land for too long. 100 plus hours of free content. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, there may be a new Patreon level too coming up. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Is there? Is that? I didn't know. That's
ooh,
that
yeah. Yep. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit.
It's called the Holly Ann, what's her last name?
Find your missing friend level.
For $100.
That guy better fucking subscribe, and it better be for more than
he's not going to subscribe. So he's going to send us a weird email. It's going to probably be mean too.
It'll be nice.
Anyway,
it was just a fun little prank.
Now that we have 15 minutes to talk about the conspiracy.
Seriously. Well, okay. So
I'm so itchy.
Let's talk about this thing because it's starting to get some traction and it's very interesting, which is this, is that I don't know if you guys caught this. It was pretty actually amusing, but there was the Michigan legislature had a pre-legislative hearing, which is really stupid, right? It's like there's no legislation. It's just like the Republican Party of state of Michigan wanted to have people come on the floor and argue against Michigan establishing a digital passport, which New York has voluntarily. Now, mind you, that Michigan has no plans
vaccine
of doing
one?
That. What's that?
Digital vaccine passport?
A digital vaccine passport.
Yeah.
Now, Michigan
it's
has
not
no
widely,
plan.
Just to, as someone in New York, it's not widely adopted.
No, it's not. It's not widely adopted, nor is Michigan even thinking about adopting it.
I'm saying
it just
York.
Was a chance for some political theater to bring in, quote unquote, activists, which were essentially the same kind of people that stormed the Capitol, to talk about the dangers of this technology, vaccinations in general, the creation of essentially a tier system based upon medical opinions, where if you don't get vaxxed, somehow you fall into some lower class citizen and you're going to be denied rights, which I think is all kind of hogwash. But the interesting part was this.
But also, if that's true, it's never been easier in human history to become part of the upper class. You
that's
know?
Right. Yeah, just get that. Shots.
Also, well, you get a shot in the arm. They give you one of those long cigarettes on a stick and a glass.
A monocle.
A monocle.
A Gucci
and a
belt.
Glass, and a glass that you swirl around, and then suddenly you're part of the aristocracy, and then you walk out and you go, do you have a vaccine? And they go, oh, actually, I haven't gotten mine. And then you ash your cigarette into their mouth, and you go, get out of here, you poor.
Yeah, you poor.
See, like, scat, scat. I mean, that's reason enough to get the vaccine.
Absolutely,
yeah.
You Who can doesn't finally, want to do that? You get to be one of the upper crust.
Well, I mean,
they're doing a vaccine lottery here.
Oh yeah, and people are signing up like crazy. Oh,
that's
I'm
nuts.
So pissed. You can win $5 million. Also, nobody's getting vaccinated anymore because everybody that wanted it has already done it. So it is. You have like a real chance of winning.
Yeah,
if you get
it's like because it's going to be like 100 people that are going to be like, all right, I'll do it.
Oh, fine.
I win $5 million. And that's like this is probably the highest. This is probably the best odds of any lottery that has ever that's been around in like forever. So I'm trying to go back in and get the Johnson & Johnson and see if it makes me just so I can A, really get autism and B.
I gotta give it to someone who's not vaccinated and is like, I don't want to. I don't want it for $5 million. I don't even if you gave me $5 million, I wouldn't get it. Like that's
why would
commitment.
You give it to them?
No, I'm just saying that if you won't, if a $5 million lottery won't convince you to get a chance at winning a $5 million lottery, won't
a good chance?
A good chance,
like a one in like probably like legitimately probably like one in like 50,000 chance.
No,
100,000
that's more
chance?
Really good.
More people need it than that, right?
No, but
that's
how many people are
getting
it?
That's my whole
it?
Point. That's my whole point because it's like a 2 week window. So like really
is,
like
why do we get punished? Why don't we get in the lottery because we've already got it?
Yeah, well,
why are you rewarding these?
You won the sweet lottery of getting back outside.
No,
which
that's
I
not
don't
no.
Like it. I want to go back.
All right. Well, look, that they had this pre-legislative hearing. All these people came on, and this one woman was talking about that the application they used for the digital vaccine passport. It essentially monitors your social media. And your contact. So, for example, like her
who said that
this woman at this legislature.
This woman's an idiot. Okay, go
on. She is. Which is funny because she actually is a former renowned feminist turned conspiracy theorist. She's
kind of weird.
Like, lost her mind. It's crazy.
It is weird.
She's but, an idiot not because she's a feminist.
No, I just
she's
it's
an
just
idiot
interesting.
Otherwise,
her background is
you. Nice try.
So she basically was saying that like if you're talking to someone about. Your opposition to vaccinations, like the app will hear that, track where you are, and essentially they start to build a network to and identify how these people converse, talk, and that's the one
is
more
this
form
bitch
of
talking shit about me.
so that really caught my eye because simultaneously as we speak right now President Biden has authorized a new series of ARPA agencies that are fashioned in the same model as the very quote unquote successful DARPA initiative, which we've covered on this pod. Now, the one that is most interesting is ARPA-H, which is ARPA Health. He's also proposed these agencies for ARPA Energy and ARPA Climate. But ARPA-H, ARPA Health, was originally something that Donald Trump brought to the attention after like those massive shootings that happened under his presidency. And as you guys know, like President Trump, because his political party doesn't think that the solution is gun control. So what Trump latched onto was mental illness. He's like, the problem isn't guns. The problem is crazy people with guns. We got to figure out a way to catch these people before they do this. And so this organization pitched this idea of HARPA, which was a artificial intelligence system for, quote, the early diagnosis of neuropsychiatric violence.
Mm.
Classic predictive algorithm use of artificial intelligence is like, we can use a big brain artificial intelligence predictive algorithm to detect when people are doing things on social media, buying things over the internet that are indicative of neuropsychiatric violence.
Okay.
So this guy's bought 16 Rick and Morty Funko Pops yeah. and a AR-15. I'm pretty sure he's about to shoot up his school.
Which is hilarious because that's essentially what they're doing.
I mean, you can hire me to do this.
Yeah,
instead of just doing it, this guy's
got 7 graphic tees and a bunch of fertilizer from Home Depot coming in his house. Yeah. Right, put him in jail.
He keeps having to repair sheetrock in his house because he keeps punching holes.
And it is instead of doing it with the simplest thing, which is just guns, right? Because the gun lobbyists are like, no.
You get on a watch list if you buy a Scarface poster.
Yeah, it's they track how much what video games you're playing. Well, you know, if you
Animal
watch
Crossing,
too much of that.
Psycho.
Big Bang Theory, if you watch that enough. Like, there's this, they figure out what are the telltale signs.
He's exclusively killing hookers in Grand Theft Auto 5 only. We're going to need to.
It's like, he didn't even finish any missions.
Yeah.
Monitor your phone, figure out if you're bullying or being bullied. And so, to hell with privacy, they were just like, we're going to precognitively detect people who might commit a mass shooting because no one's going to argue with us if we catch these people before they do it. And by the way, if you're like, wow, that's amazing, they can do that. This technology has been in use for some time. It just hasn't been used for neuropsychiatric violence. It's been used to identify terrorists.
Mm-hmm. Well, also use terrorists it to sell stuff. People stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
Target does this. We've talked about this before. Target was able to more accurately and more early
detect pregnancy
more early,
oh, yeah.
earlier. You don't need more in front of earlier. There's already
the yeah, it's already got there.
Damn, dude, these allergies got me twisted.
Yeah,
I'm twisted off this.
I have allergies so bad I forgot how language works.
More, yeah. Yes, but more detect more early. Yeah, I don't know why that was tripping me up. Yeah, detect more early than that women are pregnant before tests just by their weird
just
what
their
they buy.
Purchase habits.
Yeah, because they bought condoms that don't fit.
Yeah, or like they kept buying bigger pants or like maternity pants. Like, I bet she's pregnant. Oh,
they're like,
what's the list of things that you buy that lets Target know that you're pregnant?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder.
You can definitely tell when you're going to, you know, like you're talking about the pre-cum.
It's like really early. It's like when you're like 2 months pregnant, it still knows. It's like they get it.
Well, you know, before 2 months.
Or like a month. I don't know. I don't know. I've never been pregnant.
Sam doesn't know.
I mean, I guess.
A lot of times people, Target can find out before even the woman knows.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
The self checkout goes, congratulations on your baby.
I've never been involved in an accidental pregnancy.
Pregnant.
Like, I've only been involved in planned pregnancies.
I've never been involved in accidental pregnancies, only immediately planned abortions.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out to my show tonight. I've been
saying. So they've been using this for.
Did I switch to laughing like that?
Terrorist, and they tweaked it to look for neuropsychiatric violence. Anyway, the plan didn't work, didn't go through, mostly because Trump was an ineffective administrator, and something else took his attention.
Always saying bad about Donald Trump. What about him?
No, I just think that I think that for Trump, it was an idea to sort of deflect and sort of deal with the problem without.
I'm just trying to win back all our Trump listeners.
No,
they've left. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, Hart never made it. But as I said, President Biden has resurrected this idea in the form of these ARPA agencies that are fashioned after DARPA, which we have a great episode on DARPA if you've never listened to it. Go back before June 1st if you're not a patron.
Which
but
it's also loosely modeled on HARPO, which is Oprah's production company.
Yes.
That's right.
They only hire, I was just going to say something racist. I'm not.
I think they hire non-fat black women.
No, they don't.
You just go, how hilarious would it be to go to that set and it was just all like just fat black ladies and just like
heaven,
just like a fat black lady on a ladder adjusting a light, and then there's just a fat black lady at craft services just. I don't know why it's so funny to imagine just a bunch of just sort of kind of look like Oprah's just every single job on set.
I think that's really funny.
Thank you. It's funny. Well,
so if you don't know about DARPA, DARPA is a very scary, somewhat. Well, it's a Pentagon program. But they have their hands in all sorts of bizarre stuff, and they sort of operate with virtually unlimited funds and almost zero oversight. And so there's a hyper secrecy to much of DARPA. And so most recently, for example, DARPA is the organization that brought the vaccines to the public.
Oh,
right. They partnered with the pharmacy companies. They funded the vaccination trials and they brought it to the public. The DARPA raised, they use what's called blue sky thinking, which is a name for ideas that are untethered from reality. So like they have thinkers there that just like, what if we did this? And then they spend billions trying to make it happen. So they
that sounds fine.
Remember we talked that. About they have a neuro interface where like they can communicate with your brain without language.
Oh, yeah.
They make all these crazy weapons.
Is that where like ideas like, oh, well, we could just, what if we just got rid of like a 2 billion people came? Like, what? Like,
yeah, that's where they do not, they operate outside of any moral judgment.
Wrong answers here. No bad ideas. What do we think? We're working on overpopulation today. What if we just shot every 10th person? They're like, put it on the board.
It's at no wrong answers. Yeah.
Answers here.
They may lead to something else.
Yeah,
there's no wrong answers here, but there are some that are extra right, and that one's extra right. Put that one on the board and put a star next to it. We like this.
2019, DARPA, for example, raised a lot of interest and concern because they publicly asked if people knew of any underground urban tunnels so they could do some research and experimentation, and people were like, what the fuck? And they apparently
they wanted to check them out, or they were like, they were literally
asking the public in places like New York if anybody knew about any secret underground tunnels that they could use for experiments and research.
That's and it was scary because it sounds like they want to snatch people too.
It needs
to be in an urban area. We can't just make our own tunnel. We need one where we can just
what's even
pluck
interesting
somebody off
is
the street.
It caused so much concern. Like they tried to play it off. They're like, no, we're not trying to hide the demigorgon. That's so Department of Energy. And then people are like, no, what the fuck are you doing?
And I hate that. It's so like trying to be like,
trying to be like Wendy's.
Like the Denver airport's ad campaign.
Yeah. That's,
no,
I hate
that's
that
the Department of Energy. But seriously, where is there a centralized area in a poor part of Manhattan where we can just abduct people and do experiments on them underground and then send them back out into the subway system and see what happens?
Yes.
Well, they
what the fine print says.
Yeah. Not like Stranger Things.
Well, they said they were testing it. They wanted to test a new technology that allowed them to search underground labyrinths for objects of interest.
Oh, I love that movie.
Which is, I mean, I assume an object of interest could be a terrorist, but it also could be like, I mean, we've talked at length about the country's vast network of underground tunnels linking secret underground bases. And if you buy into like, that there might be some kind of advanced civilization living underneath this crust of the earth, or, you know, like it was just very DARPA to just be like, yeah, we're just want to be able to search tunnels, labyrinths of tunnels. And it's like, wait a second.
That's weird.
You know, the government always, I never really know how technologically or not technologically advanced we are. Cause it will be like, we're trying to do precog where we can figure out people, like what people are going to decide before they decide to do it. I'm like, wow, pretty advanced. And then they go, we're also trying to figure out how to see what tunnels look like. And you're like, we haven't got that one done. What are we doing?
Figure
with
that
the
one out first.
Yeah, we're simultaneously. We got the brightest minds trying to figure out how to map a tunnel and also how to make predictions about people's thoughts. Those seem like, you feel like you figure out that one first.
I always have that that thought whenever I see people trying to get a whale back in the ocean, and I'm like,
you haven't figured this out yet?
What's that?
Yeah.
You're like, we haven't figured out how to do this well yet.
What? We're just pushing a whale.
We don't have a method.
More
for
people.
This yet.
It's like, I think somebody should just be able to pick that whale up somehow. Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me.
You put a stringer, you put a big rope around him.
Yeah. Or just get a lot of butter or olive oil.
They are freaking. When you see a whale like on the beach, you're like, fuck, that's big.
Yeah.
Stinks, dude.
It's one of the best Seinfeld episodes ever.
They start smelling immediately.
Yeah. He never pulled a fish out of the ocean and smelled it.
Stuff stinks in the ocean.
Oh, God. It smells all. What do you.
And blowhole smells are horrible.
Oh. Yeah, it's like that's their how they fart and stuff. It's terrible.
Yeah. Ugh.
All right. So okay.
So it's weird. Makes my dick hard.
Biden has now resurrected these DARPA-like agencies. So again, very little oversight, lots and lots of funding.
Okay.
And he has just recently come out and said we're going to start ARPAs, and the first one we're going to do is ARPA-H, ARPA Health. And I mean, this is the new government, right? This is the new way to basically say we're going to throw a ton of money, blue sky thinking, and solve the world's problems outside of the normal checks and balances we associate with the government. And ARPA-H's initial pilot program is the early precognitive detection of cancer in patients and people, right? So they're going to use the same technology. It's essentially social media phone monitoring devices to detect what are the things people do when they're in the early treatable but non-detectable stages of cancer, much like Sam's idea with pregnancy, right?
This guy keeps buying hot dogs with nitrates, he's gonna get butt cancer soon. Let's
right. I mean, it sounds like they're just gonna be like, okay, poor people live in asbestos ridden apartment complexes, so that's most of what we're dealing with. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's that hard. It's like,
I was going to say, it feels like a lot of this stuff is easy because you just have to have enough data. So, and you just work backwards. You go, okay, well, here's a big data set. And then you go, all of these people in this data set, we know got cancer. Now, what is the similarity of these people? Like, you just do it backwards. You get like, you just have to have enough data of enough people from over time. You go, I have like, you go like, we've got 10 years of purchasing decisions from all these people, and we flag these ones as cancer people that have ended up having cancer.
Yeah. That's essentially
figures out a pattern, and they go, oh, well, they all eat peanut butter, and you're like, son of a bitch.
Well, that's essentially how machine learning and logistic regression algorithms work. Instead, what you're trying to do is you're trying to identify a number of things. I mean, they've used logistic regression, artificial intelligence, in treatment of disease for some time. It's how they can take your genetic profile and put it into the algorithm and tell you what your disposition is, your likelihood of certain diseases.
Oh, my horoscope.
But so you're right. You're right, Sam, that what they're doing now is sort of looking at people who get identified with cancer and then backing it up with, and again, you're talking, it's big data. So it's massive and massive amounts of data. And eventually they will find predictive things that say, if you do this, this, and this, you are almost assuredly in the early stages, non-detectable, but treatable stages of cancer. And we can beat it. Right. That's Biden's pitch, but ARPA-H is explicitly, open about the fact that's just their first thing, right? They're gonna detect cancer and quote other illnesses, and people are like, well, that's, you're not fooling anybody. You're gonna do exactly the same thing that Donald Trump proposed, right? You're gonna detect mental illness that could lead to sociopathic violence. The problem is that is exactly what Minority Report essentially purports to do. And if you don't know, it's a Philip K. Dick story made into a terrible Tom Cruise movie. It's not terrible.
I've never seen it.
It's okay. It's not the worst.
It informs so much of like late 2000s tech aesthetic.
Yeah, it definitely did. It's like I'm touching things in the air, wearing these gloves, red balls.
If you're a Philip K. Dick fan, which I am, it was a terrible adaptation of his story, which most of them are, by the way. But it was a shitty adaptation. that was not at all what the story was about. There were precognitive people in Philip K. Dick's story that could see crime. The problem was is that there were three of them, and they each saw the future affected by the other one's precognition. So the one saw that this guy was going to commit a crime, but he knew that. So then he didn't want to commit the crime. And the second one saw that, but then the third one saw even further into the future where he did commit the crime again.
Oh, crazy.
Now,
so, real roller coaster.
Sounds like it would be too confusing to do in a movie. So
exactly. So they made it fucking stupid. And Tom Cruise sucks.
So the Tom Cruise movie is just that there's a bunch of precogs, and they go, well, you're about to commit a crime, aren't you?
Tom Cruise is about to commit a crime, and so he's out to prove them wrong because one of them predicted he didn't do it, and that's the Minority Report. But the idea is that somehow these telepathic psychic beings can determine who's going to commit a crime, and we can stamp out crime. And that's why people are saying this is essentially Minority Report, but without creepy psychics. We have artificial intelligence. And if that doesn't terrify you, know that China is literally already doing this.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Don't they have their like scale of like where you are on their social scale?
They have a social scale, but they literally have instituted a precognitive crime detection system that is embedded on everyone's cell phones.
Holy shit.
So this is Ming Zhanzhu. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Jinzhu, sure. Head of the Communist Party's Central Commission for Political and Legal Affairs, said, quote, artificial intelligence can complete tasks with a precision and speed unmatchable by humans. AI will drastically improve the predictability, accuracy, and efficiency of social management. So they have installed this artificial intelligence. You can't get a phone in China without it. They will basically spy on you and they can determine. And like, One Chinese citizen showed up at a mall and alarms went off and the police came out and they're like, we know you're here to steal something. And he's like, holy shit, I was.
Oh, wow.
And
damn, you guys are good.
And they were like, OK, don't go to any public places. Like, you need to stay in your home.
Oh, that sucks.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
At what success rate would you be OK with this?
I'm not okay with it.
Or how often can it be wrong?
I don't think you could. Anytime you like, it's going to be wrong a lot.
It's going to be wrong.
That's not what I'm asking. Hypothetically, if they were able to do it where it was wrong one every 10,000 times, every 100,000 times, every million times, there's never an upper limit where you go, this is more good than bad.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to weigh how many like shootings it would stop, right?
Less than a tenth of a percent. So if it's 99.9% effective,
yeah,
and so less than a tenth of a percent.
So as good as a hand soap.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hand soap. Got to be a hand soap. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's because that one, I don't know what that is. One out of 10,000.
That's not that high. That's pretty often wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, how many crimes are there? How many crimes are there?
That's a good question.
So CBS.
No, it's one out of 1,000.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, that's not good at all. So 60 Minutes just did a report on the same episode where they were talking about the UFOs, and it was about facial recognition technology that police use, and it is wrong so often, and they will throw black people in jail.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm asking.
I know, but the point is like they have an error rate as well, and they're like, well, it's, you know, there's only this many people that get caught wrong in this, but it still destroys someone's life. So even if it's a tiny amount, it's still destroying people's lives, and why would we think that any of that's okay?
Because in this scenario, if this program completely eradicated crime, but then also a certain amount of people would get falsely accused and charged and found guilty, what number of people would be okay?
Right.
That's what I'm asking.
No, I know how you're phrasing. I know what you're asking.
Well, how bad is our our current system's pretty fucking bad, right?
That's what I'm saying.
It's horrible.
So yeah,
I think the majority of people would be fine with it being like 10% wrong. They'd still love it.
I think that's right. I think most people would be like, you know what? 10% innocent people are in jail. Well, guess what? We don't have kids dying in schools.
Needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
We don't have crisis actors being paraded around every few weeks pretending that there was school violence.
So you're saying every single, if you got rid of every single crime, but then also, but now here's the question.
Ooh.
Is it a crime to put somebody in jail who doesn't belong there?
Yes. Should be.
Well,
then those crimes still exist.
You would just have to have a fair, you still wouldn't escape a trial, right?
What if it was twice as bad?
Well, how would you try someone for something they didn't?
What if it was half as bad? What if it eradicated all crime and it dropped the amount of people that were falsely accused that are in jail in half?
Oh, then yeah, you might. Yeah, that's a good way to frame it.
Would you still do it? Would you still not want it? Would it still freak you out?
But here's the problem. The problem is this:
I'm a techno-futurist.
Whether the philosophical problem is that you're criminalizing thought, which is why people.
You're using prediction to determine whether your thoughts will lead to a real crime.
Yeah, but a thought doesn't become an action until you do it. So like,
sure, but I think a lot of people, I think people assume that humans are more complicated than they really are, and that you probably could just put a computer to the amount of thing to have a computer examine someone's behavior for like a year and just be like,
I get that, but we don't punish people until they commit the crime. Like I can think about and plot and plan killing my wife all I want, but if you arrest me,
it's gonna come back to haunt us.
Yeah, this is not good. should have got me a fucking gift.
Yeah, you're about to get gone girled.
Yeah, so
she's gonna go into hiding and then you're gonna
she's probably gonna go to Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
Yeah, right. Find that
nobody can be found.
Anyway.
But my point is that. If you say, look, we know this guy is going to kill his wife, so we've arrested him and we're going to prevent that from happening. You're arresting me essentially for my thoughts.
Yeah, but the thing is that what you're doing is what you're conflating two things. Thinking in a moment that I'm going to kill my wife, she stinks, is different than
the pattern.
Ostensibly going through a bunch of micro decisions that analyzed across the entire population, and those micro decisions almost assuredly lead to you killing your wife.
Right.
I feel like I feel like people conflate those two things. Like, you see a girl on the street, and you go, oh, wow, she has nice tits. I'd like to touch her tits. And then then all of a sudden, like a robot comes over and like puts a cage around you. Like you thought about touching your tits. You were going to do it. I know you were going to do it. And it's like, I think that's different than then it's like, hey, we've analyzed your purchasing history. And I'm not saying I agree with this stuff. I'm just saying people like stretch what the argument
I understand that distinction.
Like, questions for sure.
Where we analyze this guy's behavior for 2 years and
we can tell
and
everybody who's
that's
hypothetically
acted this same way ended up blowing up.
But again, what I'm saying
we're
punishing Pete. You're punishing someone for something that they were thinking and planning about doing that they haven't done, which I think is akin to policing thoughts. And additionally, you know, when you commit a crime, you're punished for what actually gets committed. So like, let's say I go to rob a bank. And I get in there and somebody dies. Well, now I get prosecuted for felony murder, right? Mm-hmm. But if I go into the bank and I get thwarted, I planned on doing it, but I get thwarted, then I only get charged with
attempted.
I don't get charged with the full thing. And you can't predict what a thought will become until it's put into action and completed.
Right. But now here's the flip side of that. Now imagine you're somebody you care about is killed, and then the cops go, yeah, we actually had this new system and we knew that guy was going to kill that person you care about, and we didn't stop it because we have to wait until he actually does it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, wow, that kind of sucks.
Yeah,
like,
no wonder the police hate their jobs.
We 100% knew. We knew exactly when and where they were going to do it because we had this computer.
Well, maybe
him to the place, and then he shot him, and there we go.
Okay, well, maybe
now he's going to jail.
Let me just throw out maybe like another option would just be to fucking regulate guns, like, right? Maybe sell him bullets that don't work.
Anti-American now.
I mean,
now you're being anti-American.
Well,
I'll be an American. I'm saying surveil everybody and then arrest them before they do the bad stuff they're going to do. That's American. You're saying get rid of guns?
Sam says this, but of course,
Chinese?
The tax man would be like,
Russian?
I know what you're planning.
Yeah. Well,
no good.
I mean, also, you know, just you know, because we mentioned
Socialist.
China, you know, it's important to know that when Biden speaks of ARPA-H, he specifically always references China when he talks about
it. I'm a
techno-capitalist,
aka
in his big announcement, he said, China and other countries are closing in fast. We have to develop and dominate the products and technologies of the future. Advanced batteries, computer chips, clean energy, biotechnology. So like when he talks about ARPA-H, he is specifically talking about China's biotechnology and things, which is to me evidence that there is something going on here. And it's just scary to me that this Chinese guy shows up at the mall, alarm bells go off. He's told to go home and don't go out in public anymore. And this idea could be like, hey, Justin, we have determined that you are a criminal. You haven't committed a crime yet. So you're basically, you live on house arrest for the rest of your life.
Right. We should make people more,
don't worry,
more likely to be criminals.
Don't worry. The government will provide you with a stimulus check. You can access these social media things. Amazon owns a patent which pre-delivers things to you that you're going to buy before you even know you're going to buy it.
I've got a question.
That's how you live out your life.
I think the problem that people have with this is that they also apply the current criminal punitive system that we have in place. Because so now to hear this, now walk this out all the way. If we have this ability to determine that somebody's going to commit a crime and then stop them and intervene before they commit the crime, now you can completely change the paradigm of how the criminal justice system works, because it's no longer about getting justice because the crime never happened. It
right,
completely shifts to rehabilitation.
Right.
So what if
right,
you could
right.
go,
I mean,
what
you
if
can
you could
probably...
go, I know that this guy's going to steal, and you go, hey, we've been monitoring your behavior. We know you have a predilection for theft. So we're going to mandate that you have to do these rehabilitative things. And now you can even make the argument that you're improving that person's quality of life.
Right. You're defunding the police and putting it towards
social
programs.
Which, you know,
yeah.
Here's
See?
Probably the most palatable
How bad
application,
is it really?
The most palatable application.
I'm not saying you should just throw people in jail for crimes that they haven't done yet, but I'm saying.
But that's
people,
what I, that's, but that's the guy in China
some,
wasn't thrown in jail. He
yeah, but
was just told he can't
China's
go in public.
Doing China stuff. That's
yeah,
just,
China's
that's
crazy.
How, that's just
you don't
how China
think America's
would,
doing China stuff. You're wrong.
Not as much. I'm just saying. I'm saying you can be like, you can choose to do this in a bad way. You can go, hey, we think you're going to kill somebody. So instead of giving you the help that you need, we're going to put you in jail for a thing you haven't.
I'm gonna give
you
a palatable option of this.
I'm running
right?
for president.
I'm gonna give you a right.
Of
Most
States
people,
Amazon.
I think, would be for this version of it, right? Which is this: they monitor your phones,
okay.
And this seems very doable too. And they can determine when someone is going to drive drunk, right?
Sure.
They've been at a bar 4 hours.
They're like, we know where you've been. We can link you to your car, all this kind of stuff. So if they can predict that you're going to drive drunk, they essentially, something comes up on your phone and says your car has been disabled. Like you cannot drive. You either have to take an Uber or right.
Yeah.
And we essentially say we don't have any drunk driving anymore because we can precognitively determine it. Most Americans would be like, yeah, okay, I'm for that. All you've
I actually
lost
think you're
is
wrong. I don't think most Americans would be for that, but
because they love drinking and driving.
I just
drunk.
Think they wouldn't like, they like, they,
who can justify
think,
that behavior? No,
well, because you're
there's
limiting
nothing
my freedom.
Fun about drinking and driving.
It's not that it's not that you're it's not the behavior in itself. It's the concept of someone limiting my behavior.
Right. It's the whole idea of people wearing masks. Like, if we think people won't wear masks or They're not wearing masks. They're definitely not putting a thing on their phone that tells them they can't drive.
The whole
right. Like, the I'm the master of my domain. I'll tell you if I can get home without hitting somebody with my car and turning them into dust.
I'm saying in the scheme of
American right to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, drunk driving to me is, again, it's not a benefit. I mean, I'm not saying that like murder or theft are have some social value, but they do have something valuable to them, right? Like somebody gets something out of it, right?
Drunk driving
to me is just sort of completely useless. Like people do it just because we're fucking bad people.
It's useless, but it's also fun as shit.
I mean,
I can say because I don't have a car anymore, so I'm allowed to be
honest
about how fun it is. Guys, let's all be honest. How fun is it to drive drunk? You're like, dude, I'm in Super Mario Kart. This is sick. You know, man. I think I hit a turtle, aka a person.
That's what they need. They need to just have a drunk driving. Well,
here's what.
Game.
Listen, I think a lot of times on you can get in the muck about how dystopia here we come. But I see I envision a future where if you can see a crime before it's gonna, if you can see somebody's behaviors leading towards a life of criminality, and you can, that completely changes the paradigm of how criminal justice works in our country. You no longer need, it no longer has to be this punishing thing. And then you can basically make it about rehabilitation, which is what people have wanted forever. People have wanted forever the criminal justice system to move towards less about punitive justice and more about restorative, rehabilitative justice, which you could do that because there's no need to punish if the thing never happens. So instead of it being like you want to eliminate the prison industrial complex, you make it so crimes don't happen and that you find people that are leaning towards criminality and you help them get the services they need to not be criminals.
Right.
Now I understand the fear of being like, or it's easier, we could just make gulags and be like, that guy's gonna steal, we'll put him in this chamber that we'll never see him again. But I don't know, I'm not saying this is a future that I necessarily want, but it does seem to lend some solutions to complex problems. People are gonna hate me on this episode. They're gonna call off the podcast.
They're like, remember when Sam told jokes? God damn it!
Not even the jokes thing. They're just gonna be like, he's such a bitch. He wants to be surveilled.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why. I mean, I would imagine that young people, the younger generations, would be more comfortable with this than older generations.
Well, it's just an inevitability about how technology works. I think that there's like this naivete about like of older people that are like that don't think this genie is not already out of the bottle. They're like, they're gonna start tracking us and they're gonna know all these things. I'm like, they already do. So like,
this is, so you can look at the bright, you're not wrong on that.
So I'm saying you can look at the bright side of how it could be used to make a brighter future, or you can look about how it's gonna be this dystopia, but you can't, it's already happening. It's happened. There's nothing you can do. This, your data is not yours. Everything is, we live in a society, a capitalist society, and then you have so many free things, and then you don't question, you're like, how is this free? You're like, well, it's because you're the product that's being sold to somebody else. So it's just people have no concept of how little, how much of a digital fingerprint they already have out there and how much of your behavior is already tracked, how much of that stuff is already predetermined, how much of that, not even tracked, how much of your decision-making is shaped. Because that is something that I'd be more, that I think is more unethical, is that you can use this technology to see the types of decisions somebody might make, and then you can nudge them towards that. And they do that all the time with advertising and products. Like Instagram and Facebook know so much about you that they can suggest stuff to you that you probably will buy. And that at a certain point feels more unethical than this.
Yeah. I got an ad for queso yesterday.
But it's not criminal.
Now I want it.
I mean, well, the difference between Amazon and Facebook and all those things is this runs afoul of what seem like some constitutional protections that
our
country was founded upon. And I get it. I mean, I get it. Like if the police are like, we're 100% sure that this John Smith is going to drive drunk tonight. Like, and we know that because of this algorithm, like what is their, like, do they have to wait till he gets in a car?
Well, I agree. I see what you're saying. I think it's wrong if they go and they arrest him and they put him in jail for drunk driving for 5 years.
Right.
But I think if they go and they go, hey man, you can't drive tonight, and it also seems like you keep trying to drive when you're drunk. You have an issue. We're going to put you – you need to go to a program.
Yeah.
That – I mean, I guess, like, people are like, well, I don't want to be forced to do stuff, but it's like – is that? But, like, that is seems like a net positive over we let the guy drive and hurt somebody, or we stop him before he does it and put him into jail. I think, like, that's the part where, like, it would have to change the way all of the criminal, like, I keep saying this, it would have to change the way we approach crime entirely. You can't, because then you can't, because it doesn't make sense to punish people for crimes they haven't committed, but it does make sense to maybe intervene before they commit it and then give them the help they need so they don't have the predilection to do that.
And just to,
why is that? Like, I maybe I'm like crazy that I'm not seeing how that's bad.
I think what scares people. Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, on its most nefarious permutation is like you think about DARPA, where DARPA is this blue sky thinking thing that seemed to have a role in both the creation and the solution of the coronavirus, and you're like, well, would the government somehow precognitively just program us so we had to stay in our homes and live off government money and
socialism?
Like, I mean, that, yeah, it just seems like, you know, and that, I mean, this is why people.
Well, what was it like? I don't know. It's just like such a leap to be like, hey, we're trying to like reduce crime to being like the number one way to keep crime down is to put people in the house and send them checks. Like at that point, just start eliminating. It's, you know, it's even easier to do that than just start poisoning the water and kill people way.
But, yeah. Right.
Just,
but,
I feel like this seems like a very elaborate plan that like.
It just seems like a huge shift in how we conduct. And maybe it's inevitable. Maybe it's inevitable. We live in a fucking simulation anyway. Maybe, you know, maybe the aliens are coming. I don't know. It just.
I'm gonna get called a cuck a million times.
This is the scariest. This is the. I mean, it's scary because it's here, right?
Right.
You know, it's scary because this is reality, and that's what's.
And we can't stop.
Yeah, and we can't stop it, right? And you know, it's a matter
I think
of
it's
time.
Cool, man. Let's get rid of all crime, and let's get people that are have tendencies for criminal behavior the help they need to not be criminals.
We may not have a podcast then.
Yeah,
we're all getting put in our house.
Bigfoot's not a criminal.
We're definitely on.
Why would they take the podcast away? I'm not committing a crime on a podcast. I'm having a good time on a podcast.
Well, but yeah, but I'm just saying, us as people, who knows what we're capable of?
I'm not.
But they do.
I mean, I don't commit crimes that are that bad.
That could to you.
What?
What the government's like? Oh, every steal
time
snacks.
Every time I do self checkout, I take stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that bad? It's not good. I mean, I'm not gonna say it's a good thing, but I also mean, like, maybe, you know what that is? That's me protesting the slow march towards automation.
There you go.
I go, this should be somebody making a living wage. This is somebody that should be respected by our economy, not some robot. That's why I'm taking these. I haven't bought a birthday card or a holiday card in like 10 years.
Damn, those are expensive.
Yes, they are. And
God,
you want to know
yes. No, why my wife printed one now.
Well, no, you do. You just go to a place that sells them, go buy a candy bar at self-checkout, throw the fucking cards into the candy bar, walk your ass out of there. I'm not paying for that shit, you nuts. Fucking $6 for, I'm like, you.
And Sam gets mad when people email us and say we're okay with moral gray areas.
That, are we really crying crocodile tears for Target? They can fuck my ass. Wait, what? They can suck my ass.
There you go.
Listen, that's a pro tip, guys. Not telling you to steal, but I am saying that they do have free birthday cards at Target. The purchase of something else at self-checkout.
Yep.
Because they don't weigh anything. They don't. They can't set off the weight sensor because they're like sub.
I only steal light stuff.
I only steal stuff that they have no way of stopping me from stealing.
There's a bit.
That's
what I'm saying.
Like,
they should hire a person because a person doesn't just like, you don't put a bunch of shit in a bag and you give it to the cashier and go, I don't know. It was pretty empty. I guess I won't look in.
Yeah.
This is why I should hire people. Give people jobs.
I think it's funny that we're talking about like blue sky artificial intelligence to try to detect criminal behavior, and Sam just gets on the podcast and openly admits his crimes.
I've committed tens
of dollars. Catch me, man. This is really
yeah, but
weird.
I've committed at this point in my life. I've committed maybe $120 worth of holiday card theft Walmart. Against Target.
I'm but like, soon hey, that's gonna be grand theft Target
I'm just,
cards.
I'm just saying, if they catch me, I'm like, hey, make it a cool 200. Sorry
you
about
showed
that.
Showed up on some kind of Hallmark list, man. You're flagged.
Yeah, I'm on the
when
Hallmark
you go to Target, it's gonna
list.
Go off.
Yeah, I walk into the Hallmark store and the fucking SWAT team just comes out of the ceiling.
Pictures
and like,
in the back.
We got boys. We got park. Him.
We
take
got
the
him.
Shot.
Next time you try to watch a Hallmark movie on TV, they're like, can't do it. Count
yeah,
blocks.
Because I'm not subsidizing the cost of making those movies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're a Patreon listener, tell me, post about on the Patreon if you guys steal cards. Is that bad?
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, I think it's pretty bad.
All right, what about yeah, when some?
I think it's
oh,
morally
wow,
gray.
You guys are really making me feel bad. What about? Do you go back when you get some free in your bag? They forget to ring
no,
some up. Do you point
absolutely
it out?
Not. That's not my fault.
That's not. Yeah.
I actually.
I let them know. I'm like, did you get this? Did you get this?
Yeah, I do that too.
Oh no. Why? Yeah.
I don't put a small kid on the bottom of my cart and try to get out of the store with
no,
it.
No, I'm just saying, like, if they don't ring it. Oh, well, I also do that a lot of times. I'll put stuff on the bottom of the cart and just pretend
oh
just
my God.
Never
see,
mention
that's,
it.
I'm just. I'm,
yeah. That's like, not me stealing. That's you
I
giving
I have some morally gray
something.
Qualities.
That's not yeah, stealing. Not that was them giving yeah. me a thing. That was a gift.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like,
this,
I always say thank you. I walk away. I go, thank you. And they're like,
this is why
you're welcome.
We've got
like,
robots in our fucking grocery stores now.
Yeah.
No, that's shit. Why they need less robots in our grocery stores. No. So robots aren't good at telling when you take stuff.
They're going to get better because of this conversation. All right. Listen, yeah. We need final thoughts. I'll start absolutely okay. terrified by this. I don't like it. I'm sure they're going to bring it out. I am 100% sure that they're going to be successful in cancer and we're going to eradicate cancer. And then they're going to be like, guys, you see what we did with cancer. It used to be a problem. Now it's not. Just authorize this and we can wipe out any social ill that you want. You want drunk driving to go away? We can do it. You want. And so they're giving us something like cancer because that's something that everybody is for, right? Everybody loves
oh,
pink
some
now.
Good things about cancer.
I mean, so it Sam's hot cancer take.
Yeah.
So I just think that's what they're gonna do, and I'm terrified by this. So give us your thoughts on our Reddit.
Comment on the video below.
Like, subscribe, all that.
I think you're right. I think they will roll out some way that it seems good for all of us, and then use it for nefarious ways in the background. I think most Americans will go ahead and completely sign up for whatever if they can make their general life better. And I think, again, it's like anything that makes people's lives better will ultimately make other people's lives worse. So we'll just have to see how that plays out. But going back
Damn,
to that
negative Nancy's over here.
I know. Going back to that 60 Minutes story, they said with the facial recognition that they use to identify criminals, they let the computer's algorithm choose a bunch of people. And then they're supposed to have like four or so experts in facial, like people with this skill to actually go through and identify if the program did it right or not. The reason it's not working is because police stations are understaffed and they're just like, well, the AI said it was him, so let's go arrest him. And they're not doing their checks. So I think if there's a checks and balance system that's run by the people, then maybe this could be okay. You know, it's like, sure, the AI identified this person, but let's actually do a knock. Let's do a home visit and see if it's really correct. Because I think that if it's working with big data, you can spoof big data and you could arrest a number of people who don't have anything to do with any of this. So we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah,
I think that this technology is scary when it's put into the framework of our modern criminal justice system. But I think the whole point of this technology would be to completely reinvent the way we think about criminality and the way we think about interacting with potential criminals. And I think it could potentially be a great thing for getting around putting people in jail.
Yeah.
But also what could be incredibly problematic is how the algorithm calculated for things like race.
Yeah, which is what facial recognition.
Yeah, but this is like, this is a different argument. You're like saying if the thing doesn't work right, then it's a problem, which I'm saying, which is like obvious of anything. You're like,
no.
What if a car exploded? Like when they invent the car, like what if it explodes while you're in it? Wouldn't that be bad? You're like, yeah, that would be bad. Or like, what if a car was like racist towards black people? You're like, that would be bad. But I'm I'm talking about if the thing works the way it's supposed to work, what's the downside?
Well, the downside is that artificial intelligence still operates through programming, and programming is derived from human beings. And so whoever, it's not thinking for itself, it's doing what the algorithm tells it to do. And if somebody decides that, for example, we want to make sure that crime, this detection, mirrors the racial percentages. So in other words, if the U.S. is 46% white, we want 46% of our detection to be white pre-criminals. I mean, it means that whoever's programming the algorithm has a lot of leeway into who was arrested.
Sure. Yeah.
Because you're all you're doing is you're weighting certain vectors in a three-dimensional model. How you weight those vectors and draw your regression curve is very, very subjective. I've built these models. It's scary. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Me, Elon Musk and Sundar Pichai, whatever the guy from Microsoft, and we've got a lot of ideas for the future, so we're pretty excited about this new technology. We've got a lot of great ideas because we're also programming what I like to call the Sam exception, where they don't check my behaviors. They don't monitor me, which will allow me to commit crime with impunity.
Yeah, steal more light stuff.
I'll be like, I'll open my own gift cards, holiday card store that's just holiday cards I've stolen from Target.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Well,
anyway. Wow, you guys really make me feel like a bad guy today.
No, all right, I mean, well, it's stuff you do. It's not us that's making you feel like
stuff I do. Excuse me.
Sam's for it. Shane is.
If it works, it has restrictions, maybe.
And I'm scared. I don't like it.
You just sound like an old guy. Doesn't understand that his phone already knows everything about him.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I like that my phone knows everything about me because it means that somebody knows me.
That's right. It knows
what does TikTok show you on your For You page that you're like?
I don't have a TikTok that I use. I don't use it.
Oh, okay.
I don't trust the Chinese government.
Well, but you'll trust.
Yeah, because I'm an American. I trust the American government. Yeah.
Okay, so
when have they done wrong?
TikTok.
Name five things the American government has done wrong this day.
Well, look, we got to get out of here. This has been a super fun, scary episode.
I think it's been very optimistic.
Like, subscribe, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, the whole nine.
That's right. And we got upcoming Epstein news, I think, maybe on a future episode. So stay tuned for that.
Follow us and figure out where we're going to be performing.
That's right.
All right. This has been Conspiracy Spear Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Azani.
Peace.